what? Never mind.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Okay, we are unmuted. We are recording. We are good to go.
All right, fantastic. I want to call the September 2022 meeting of the Newport Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee to order at 9:01 a.m. Could we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Steinberg.
Here.
Mitchell.
Here.
Brown. Absent.
Out.
Trance.
Here.
Gonzalez Munoz.
Here.
Gahuli.
Here.
Norris. Moore.
Here.
Chandler. Absent. CM or Hall. And Patello?
Is she on?
Patello? Beatrice? Might be muted somehow. We can't hear you. I'm assuming, Beatrice, that's you on the phone. Okay. I will have to maybe fix that.
Richard.
Yeah. I'll send him an email.
Okay.
We're good to go.
All right. Thank you very much. Oh, and we have two guests. We have Peggy O'Callaghan here, who we're going to get to hear from today. I know it. We're good. And remind me of your name.
Charlie,
right, who was one of our interviewees last time. And okay, is it all right for me to keep going, Mike, while you deal with this? Okay, additions, deletions to agenda, unless anybody else has any. I don't have any. So let's look at the minutes from last time. They are short because we lost our quorum at some point during the meeting, and so we didn't get to finish our agenda, which is why they're short. But when y'all are ready, I take a motion.
Yeah, I'll move to accept the minutes.
Jeff has moved to approve as written. Do I have a second?
Second.
Everybody seconded. We'll say Al seconded. All in favor of approving the minutes as written, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions. Great. Thank you. So, we are just a few minutes away from interviewing our next candidate, our final candidate. We have four, as you all recall. And as,
1 second, sorry,
yep,
to interrupt. Beatrice, if you can hear, do hit star six, and that will unmute your phone. That's what you need to do.
Hello, can you hear me?
There we go.
Oh, that was the secret. Okay. Hi, thank you.
Hi, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Thanks, Beatrice.
Thank you. I need to let you all know that now, instead of one open position, we actually have two open positions on the committee because Jenny Scarborough Williams tendered her resignation via email just last week. So Mike checked on this, and we determined that we can, in fact, pull from our pool, since we do have a pool, and we don't have to re-advertise her position as well. So we'll get to choose two folks today. So, since we don't have Nyla here yet, what you should have in your packet is her, did you send it, Mike, actually? Her application is in the packet, right?
It is in the packet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you all could take a couple minutes to look at that. We do have the questions as well in the packet. And if you have any notes from last time to remind yourselves about the last set of applicants, you might look those over. And I'll just say that for the rest of the agenda, we're going to be hearing from Peggy, who has tried valiantly to give us an update on the Friends of Newport Parks and Recreation for months, and now she's going to get to do it today. Hooray. We're going to talk about this map that it was in your packet, and it's also here in hard copy. And we're going to talk about, we started to talk about liaison assignments and meeting schedule last time, and hopefully we'll get to that today. As for the discussion on the meeting time and day, some of you responded to Mike's email, or my email, I forget who sent it out, about the potential alternate meeting times. I would really like to try moving these meetings to an evening, because I'm supposed to be working right now, so, as are most of you, I think. So it looked like from the responses that we got that the first Wednesday was the best time for most people. That would be like at 5:30, let's say. How does that work for the people who are here?
It will work better for me. I'm coaching third grade volleyball right now. So at the end, like I think that ends the first week of November. So after that, because I have practice from 5 to 6:30 right now.
Okay.
So...
So you can't do it
forward.
Now, but once that's over. Okay.
Yeah.
And Eva?
Same with me. I got softball, but it should be done probably the middle of October.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're good?
And Wednesday evenings are good for me.
Okay.
Flexible.
You can do it.
Yeah.
And Mike, you can do it, I assume. You wouldn't have said so if you couldn't. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
So I think, and I have a couple of other yeses on that time. Like Brian said that time worked. I think what I'd like to try to do while we're waiting for Nyla to show up, tell me all what you think of this. So if we were to go to the first Wednesday evening, that would mean we would meet next week, which does not make a lot of sense, right? So my suggestion would be, with Mike and staff's permission, we would skip an October meeting and try a meeting the first Wednesday of November, which is November 2nd at 5:30.
Go.
All right, let's say that that's what we're going to do. I think Cheryl can make it.
Go.
Todd should be able to make that one, and then he's going to be gone for 3 months, so we're going to have to talk to him about whether he can Zoom in from New Zealand, where he's going to be living for 3 months. Oh. I know, right? His wife is taking a sabbatical of 3 months, and they're going to live in New Zealand.
That sounds so tough.
Yeah, it's
they
horrible.
Lived there before. They that's where they moved so here from. So they're quite familiar with New Zealand.
Southern hemisphere, right. Oregon. That's pretty much.
Yeah, skip the winter months of Oregon and go to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Right, it'll be summer there. Mm. I know. Sounds terrible, right?
So what I'll do is on this November 2nd, I'll double check to make sure that nothing's changed with chamber schedule, so I'll let everyone know as soon as possible.
Okay, that would be great. That would be great.
So there will not be an October meeting.
Yeah, I think if we're going to switch this date, it's not going to make sense to to do it like next week.
Yeah, it's almost October now.
Yeah. I know, scary,
crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? I hesitate to move on because then we'll just have to interrupt. Well, one thing we could do is, in your packet is the schedule, is a calendar. You'll see that it looks like this, right? Mm-hmm. This is a calendar that I put together at the beginning of the fiscal year, actually. It's very rough. It's not meant to be prescriptive. It's just meant to remind us of the things that we need to do, and I sort of spread them out over the course of the year. So what we're going to have to start to do in probably at that November meeting, actually, is to set our goals for the next fiscal year. And I have complained multiple times, because that's what I do, about the fact that we're supposed to be like evaluating and setting goals for next year, even though we're only halfway through the fiscal year. Right, so it's a little bit weird to say, did we meet our goals? Well, the year is only halfway over for us, even though, you know, the calendar year is almost over. But at any rate, we have to go according to the to council's schedule for us. So we're going to be starting with goal setting in November, and we have a lot to catch up on that we've missed because of lack of quorum and other cancellations. So you can look over some of those things. One of the things that I'd like to do today is to settle more on who's going to serve as liaisons in different ways and then start to get those folks meeting with the appropriate staff in the city. So, Shelley, you had stepped up to serve on a subcommittee. What subcommittee was that, Mike? Do you remember? Do you have your notes?
Something that involved Zach Kaprowski.
Yeah, so the question from last meeting regarding that was, what are the areas that we have the liaisons for? And the question was, does sports have its own? Is it not? So the areas that we have is Parks and Trails, Recreation Center, Aquatic Center, Recreation Programs, which is going to be sports and child care.
Right.
And then we have Tree City and Bee City USA.
Okay, got it.
So those are the five areas. But yeah, so sports, child care, you know, Zumba, all that stuff falls under the recreation programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we didn't really have any takers on that, so we kind of just wrapped that in with the rec center meeting, I believe.
Oh, from the programs?
In the past, yeah. But with this new setup, maybe we can fill all five areas with a liaison.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially with Shelley joining us. I mean, that makes a lot of sense for her to take on the sports part.
Not everybody says that.
No pressure, Shelley.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to. And like I said, we already, like Zach and I kind of already have a system because he comes to Newport Booster Club every Friday. So I see him and we're checking in all the time.
That. You're coaching?
I'm coaching third graders again.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It just kind of works. If there's an additional person, I don't know if he oversees or has anything to do with the childcare side, but I'm happy to check in. Actually ran a childcare for a long time also.
Right.
So whatever, whoever that is, it's easy to do just kind of where I'm already at. For me, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you need me to do something different, I'm happy to do that too. We'll try.
So I know this is like jumping ahead in the agenda, but I'm just, you know, I don't want to dig into Peggy's presentation until we get there. But Mike, what do we have queued up for next month? I'm just thinking like possibly Shelley and I could both do our liaisoning, liaisoning, and report next time. But only if that doesn't overwhelm our next agenda. Like, what else?
You mean for the November agenda?
Like, yeah, it would have been October, but now, like, early November meeting.
Well, I think the goal setting, based on what's in the calendar, would be a great one.
Yeah.
We'll probably have the memorial policy brought up at some point. I'm hoping by then. We have our candidate in the waiting room.
Okay, good.
That will be one thing, but, you know, if we have to wait on that, we can.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
We're going to have to start goal setting. Like, yeah.
That's
going to
be a priority.
Right.
Instead of being caught behind.
So why don't we just do one liaison report then?
Will I work with that person to set goals with Zach?
Or
do you do the goal setting? And
we do the goal setting as a group, usually.
Okay.
So,
might be good to, with the goal setting, to have those meetings so you guys, if there's any,
that's true,
on the backside, maybe you delay your report still by 1 month, but you know, at least you have some knowledge from the backside.
That would be good. That would
might help.
So you would want to report in December?
Whoever wants to report, you just want to do rec programs, or are you going to do parks too?
I was thinking we could do both, but we won't be able to do that and goal setting.
No, I think one of you guys can report in November with goal setting, and then the other person can report in December.
Why don't I do December? Because at this moment, November 2nd, I have my last volleyball practice.
Yeah, you're gonna
change it.
That's
okay,
fine.
I'll commit.
The third grader's down, darn it.
I'll commit to making my report then.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so for
in
the
November.
December. Okay.
Which means I have to meet with Derek and then Shelley in December. And if anybody wants to join Shelley, we can have up to two people.
Yeah.
Doing that. Okay. Al is going to stick with Rec Center, I think, probably, right? And Charles, I thought you had expressed maybe Rec Center as well. I can't remember.
Oh, I was just.
You didn't have a.
I didn't have any.
You didn't have an area.
No.
Okay.
I was just kind of thinking about it.
Okay.
Al, who was with you?
Eva.
That's right. Okay. So two of you guys stay together?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
And Cheryl's pool, Todd is Tree City USA, and I don't know if Brian had ever. Well, that's good, though. That's a start.
Yep.
What's the exact name of my
Rec programs.
Rec programs.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Do you guys want to let Nyla in? She's been waiting.
Yes, I think we're ready.
Hey, Nyla, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us, Nyla.
Thanks.
This is Nancy Steinberg speaking. I'm the chair of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. We're super glad that you've submitted your application to join us. I wanted to let you know, Nyla, that instead of one position, we now have two open positions because we had another resignation within the last couple weeks. So we have a number of candidates for those two spots, and after we interview you today, we'll be talking those over and forwarding a recommendation to council.
Okay, thank you.
Great. So now, have you've seen the questions already, right?
I have, and I wrote out some answers last night so I could stay on track.
Fantastic. Great. Well, we have about 15 minutes for this little interview portion, and then we will start our discussions. So why don't we just go ahead and dive in, and I'll start by asking you, why are you interested in serving on the city's Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee? And I'll add that there's a lot of ways to serve the city, of course, and I wonder why you're specifically interested in Parks and Rec.
I live 12 feet from Forest Park. The street in front of my house is 12 feet wide, and Forest Park is on the other side of it. And so that's one reason.
Okay.
I have ideas about how to improve it, as our street is heavily used by pedestrians and dog walkers. People from other parts of town come over here to walk, too. It's essentially a dog park now. It's really enjoyable to watch people having a good time, and it's kind of contagious. So I'd kind of like to foster that. And then I asked you, the next question is about experience with the rec center. I used to go to Pilates class for over 10 years at the rec center, and I'd like to see maybe have that restored. So those are kind of the reasons why I'm interested in being on the rec committee and other things too.
Great. Thank you.
I'd like to see the end of chlorination of the pool. It's my understanding that there's been that's been under consideration for a long time.
Right. I'm taking notes as you talk, so sorry for the delays. Great. Thank you.
That's okay.
Do you want to elaborate? As you noted, the next question is, what is your experience with Parks and Recreation within the city? Anything that you want to elaborate on there? You already mentioned some things.
Well, just that... Well, originally my kids graduated from high school here, and they used to go to the pool down when the pool was in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to the tennis courts, but I enjoy listening to them when I'm out in my yard. You know, I just think that these amenities that we have are really important for community. And so that kind of motivates me. I'm a naturalist, and I really enjoy the outdoors. And so that's something that draws me to this committee. I went down Lucky Gap Trail the other day, and does the city maintain that?
We do.
It's incredible. You guys do a beautiful job. It's just extraordinary. So, you know, those are the things that matter to me in Newport.
Okay. Thank you. Do you believe that you could have any potential conflicts of interest, particularly financial conflicts of interest, in participating on the committee?
I'm retired. No.
Great. Thank you. Have you had prior experience in serving on a city committee or other civic committee or board?
I was a coastal representative of the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association board in the mid-2000s. Chair of the Oceana Co-op board during the reorganization in the early 2000s. I was a member of the Oregon State Vocational Rehabilitation Advisory Council from 1990 to, I think, 96. I'm a current member of the Oregon Now Legislative Task Force, Oregon Revenue Coalition, and a 30-year precinct person in Newport.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Nyla, tell us about a time when you had to adapt to a wide variety of ideas or perspectives.
Well, I'll just give you a little history. I was born and raised in a rural Midwest town in Iowa, in a conservative home. I'm a progressive now. Mm-hmm. I would say that my education has definitely exposed me to a multitude of perspectives. And I'm a student and I like to learn and I'm hungry for new information all the time. If somebody has a better idea and they can explain it to me, I'm all for it. Because I don't know everything there is to know.
Good thing I do. No. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What special attributes, talents, and abilities will you bring to the Parks and Recreation Committee?
Well, you know, I watch a lot of shows on PBS about gardening and habitat preservation. When I was in law school, I earned environmental and ocean and coastal law certificates. And there was coursework in public lands and the coastal environment and environmental law clinic. So I think even though I'm not a science person and biology is not my forte, I studied about I don't want to say platforms, just policies mm-hmm. for managing, you know. And so I have sort of this overview. For example, I asked the city to please ask Angel Job Corps to come over here and cut the ivy off the trees across the street from my house because I would, you know, the mother plants were clear up in the top. And that's a really steep slope there that we've lost before down there on Big Creek Road. Mm-hmm. And so I just was real interested in having us manage that so that, you know, to avoid losing those trees and losing the slope. So I have kind of a broad overview of the environment, and I tried to take classes that were relevant to where I live.
Gotcha. So the next question is now wrong because we're going to try to move our committee meetings, actually. So, Nyla, what we're going to try to do, this is brand new, we're going to try to schedule our committee meetings for the first Wednesday of the month in the evenings, like 5:30. Will your schedule allow you to regularly attend a meeting if they're scheduled that way?
Sure. Sounds better, too.
It's better for me. So.
Yeah.
So my guess is that our next meeting will be the first week in November is what we're looking at now. Because the first Wednesday of October is next week. So we don't want to do that. Great. So is there anything else you would like us to know at this point?
Well, I'd like to see more community involvement through volunteer projects. I've suggested, you know, like we have these out of control invasive species. The blackberries in particular are, you know, enemy number one here. And I just wonder if we could make a connection with the 4-H kids who have goats. And if that's something they were interested in, it'd be a way for them to make money. I mentioned I'm from a rural community, and that was a really common thing for kids to do farm work, to have, you know, some financial independence in the summer. And I don't know if that's feasible or not, but it's just an idea I had. Because people use black goats to control invasive species, and it'd be a way for them to make some money if they're interested. And we don't have any goat tenders around here, commercial, that I've been able to find. I'd also like to see maybe some more emphasis on community gardens. We're really blessed here, and I'd just like to see it. I suppose I think of things in terms of flourishing. So,
wonderful.
That's my viewpoint.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate all of that. So here's what we're going to do now, committee. Nyla, you are welcome to stay while we discuss, or you can hop off, either way. We're going to discuss, we're going to make a recommendation, and then that goes to council.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so you and the other candidates won't necessarily hear right away, but...
we should, I'm hoping, if it's possible, to get it on the upcoming October 3rd in front of the mayor to accept our recommendation.
Okay, if we're set by then.
That's
which
correct.
We should be October 3rd.
We should,
okay,
by next
great.
Week.
So yeah, officially you get appointed by council, not by us. So that's how this works. So I'd like to open it up to the committee for comments about any of the candidates. We have another one sitting here today. I'll just remind everybody that we have two of the four candidates, if Nyla's still hanging out here, but the recording of our meeting and the minutes are all public, so let's not say anything mm-hmm. nasty. No. Not that we would do that. I just want to remind everyone that this is all public. So, thoughts? I'm going to pull up my other notes here. My first thought is that how lucky are we to have four really good candidates apply at once? I mean, that's
really,
just
really, good.
Really outstanding. I am really interested in having all of them engaged somehow. And one thing that we can do is, for those that are not chosen this time around, encourage them, first of all, to apply again, because I think they're really good. But also, Peggy O'Callaghan is going to be looking for board members and participants on the Friends of organization as well. And so that's another way for interested folks to get involved. So I'm going to recommend, once we have made a recommendation, to ask Mike to tell the other two candidates that they should talk to Peggy and hook them up with Peggy, and hopefully they'll stay engaged, because that we're all working together towards mm-hmm. the same goals here, right?
So, yep.
I am very excited about Charlie Brown's interest in making trails and parks more accessible to those with disabilities. That's a perspective that we haven't really had so much on this committee.
I felt like that was really,
I really liked that.
Too, so.
Mm-hmm. He had a strong emphasis around being an advocate for diversity.
Yes,
along that line
right,
too.
Right. And I am very interested in that, as you all know as well, as are we all. So I think Charlie is in my pool for one of those positions, at
I
least.
I agree, and showing up to our meeting, even as a guest, I think shows that his attendance will be welcomed here.
Yeah.
Be on time. I like having people in person when we're interviewing,
sure.
or
yep.
showing up afterwards. So.
Yep. Right.
Give me a clarification
yes.
on how the system works.
Yes.
I mean, Jenny is an example out of the blue. She resigns. What's the what date in the future? Let's say we pick two and a month goes by and somebody resigns. Do the rules say that we can't take one of those two that weren't picked? There's got to be a time, I would think.
Yeah, what's the time frame?
You mean if like somebody resigned in the next month?
Yeah.
Could we pull, can we pick two and we have two leftovers? Can we pick another one out of
what's
the leftover?
What's the time? A month? Two? Three? You know?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Spencer, talk to that boy.
Yeah, I'd have to ask that question.
Have to check in as to whether they were still interested
yeah,
and available.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'd imagine with us not having any official meeting being held, we could probably still pull from that pool of candidates.
Yeah.
But I'd have to double check.
Great. scrolling through my notes from last time. Anybody else can jump in?
So you had Rick, who was our second candidate. You know, I think he will be very sound with budgets. Financial.
Mm.
Yeah, it sounded like he had a lot of experience with that.
Mm. Right.
From
however,
a budgetary
Mike
side.
Has writing experience.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested in that. And Nyla has a lot of, you know, she's been here a long time and has a lot of ideas. You know, she had some very concrete ideas.
It sounds like, you know, with her background as a lawyer, she probably has a lot of experience of...
with policymaking.
Yeah, policies.
Yeah. That's true.
Making sure it's clear and she would know where to look for those types of
right,
things.
That's a good point.
She has that environmental lean, which will play well with the park side.
Right.
So
right.
Not only on programs, but just parks in general.
Right.
Which candidate, I can picture him, but I can't remember his name, the guy that played pickleball a lot.
That was Rick.
Mm-hmm.
So Rick's, I believe, it sounds like my memory's right, a former warden of a prison.
Yeah, juvenile. He worked a lot with juvenile, I think.
Yeah,
he worked in a correctional institution. Yeah. I would say.
Right.
And so I think, you know, finance, budgets, and then probably policy making also on his end. He'd be strong with that.
Right.
I remember him saying those things. So.
He serves on the police advisory committee.
Yes.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Mike served on the VAC committee in the past. So, I mean, everybody's got pretty good experience with committees and boards and that kind of thing. So. That doesn't really help. I would definitely like to nominate or to suggest that we move forward with Charles's.
Charles?
Yeah.
With Charles Brown?
I mean, that's okay. I can start there. I would really like that perspective of... advocating for the differently abled and disabled folks.
I second that.
Yeah.
All right, Steinberg, motion.
Yeah,
second.
I'm going to make that. We'll do these separately. I'm going to make a motion that we nominate Charles Brown to join us or forward his nomination to council. That's how we word it, right?
Mm-hmm. Charles.
Yep. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Charles, our own Charles. Any further discussion of that particular nomination? All in favor, then, of nominating Charles or forwarding that nomination? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. Great. Okay, one down. Now the hard part. Oh my goodness, these candidates are so good. I think that any of them would work well with us. I think they all have the temperament to, you know, to put up with me. I guess you know, I have a particular bias, and that is parks and trails, right? That's my favorite part of this, of what I do here and what we do. And so I think that leads me to suggest Nyla, because she has that same set of concerns, or at least has voiced them. I know everybody does, but she emphasized that more in her interview. Any thoughts on that? I mean, I don't want to dominate.
I kind of feel the same. She would contribute to that aspect of it. And then the other two, I can definitely see them, if we were talking about the friends of Parks and Rec, being able to contribute to that aspect as well.
Right.
I think that, you know, with her emphasis on the park trails, that's something specific that, you know, I can already see it, the liaison to the trees.
Right,
you know,
right.
The bees, you know. So it's already kind of like, oh, that could fit really well.
Yes.
And the other two can definitely still contribute through that, you know, that other aspect. And then, like, you know, like everybody's saying, if something else opened up, you know, it'd be an easy, like, hey.
It would be so easy, right? Right. I hope that they would both be still willing.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah. Those are just kind of where my thoughts.
Good thoughts. Yeah, good. Anybody else?
I think just the naturalistic background that she has, like, that's not a background I have at all.
Yeah.
So I think And I don't know how other people
see. Nice to balance things out, right?
But yeah, aligns to her passion for trails and things like that as well.
Yeah. Gardens, yeah.
All right. Why don't I entertain a motion instead of making this?
Yeah, we'll need a motion.
If anybody's ready to do that. If you want further discussion, I'm all about it. So it's whatever you guys want to do. But
make the motion.
Make the motion.
Jeff is making a motion.
Jeff, you want to make the motion?
I will go ahead and move that we recommend Nyla join the advisory committee.
Fantastic. Do I have a second?
Second.
Al seconds. Further discussion? I'll just add in the further discussion category that we should definitely encourage the other two to be in touch with Peggy and the friends of and see if we can make that work out. I want everybody. I want everybody engaged. Okay, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions. Great. Whew, that was the hardest thing we've done in a long time, you guys.
Lots of good candidates.
I want to just note here that I'm involved in a lot of other organizations, school, and you know, all kinds of things. And my overall impression is that volunteerism is kind of down post-pandemic. You know, people are sort of reorganizing their lives and reprioritizing. And for us, at a time like that, to have four applicants for originally one position is like it speaks well to people's engagement in what the city is doing here. So.
Nyla just sent a message. She said, thank you.
Oh, good. That's nice. Just so happens that Charlie's here, too. As I mentioned, it's still going to take a couple weeks because the city council needs to actually appoint you, offer that. And they won't. They will. But we just have to get to that meeting time.
So the question with Charles being here, are you okay with the change meeting time for that evening? Okay.
Great.
Perfect.
We will not struggle so much with quorums once we have these two new folks on board. So I didn't mean to hassle you all with that last email, but I was like, we have to have a quorum. Because they don't reduce the quorum number if we have open seats. Like, those people still count. So we still have to have, you know, I don't know what we would do if we had a mass resignation, I guess, you know. I don't know.
We have unofficial meetings until we get the quorum back.
Dictator.
This brings up a point I'll just insert here, though, that this is not for like complete discussion today, but something that Mike and I have talked about. The Bike and Ped Committee, which some of us attended their meeting a couple of months ago, they have a system with alternate representation, alternate members of the committee. And that helps them with their quorum situation quite a bit. And the ordinance in city code that outlines the duties and responsibilities of this committee does not call for having alternates, but we could discuss that. And it might bring in, if we have so-called extra applicants like we just did, we could, you know, potentially do something like bring them in as alternates, or and that would help with that kind of participation as
well.
Could
we potentially pull from the Friends of Parks and Recs as alternatives?
We could have people on both, but you have to look at both as separate.
Okay.
And, you know, it is a separate nonprofit, and there is the potential for blending of those lines and not knowing when to wear what hat at what time. And so there could be those conflicts there. Yeah. And so we're not against doing it, but if we can keep a minority instead of the majority on one of the two. So it's okay to have that blend, but just not have a majority.
Not everybody. It shouldn't be
100%. Right now, it's just three people.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Two of them were on this.
Yeah.
Right.
Two of those three were on this.
Which was not ideal, frankly. Yeah. You know, you do want to have that separation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can move on now that that is settled. Thank you. And we're going to ask Peggy to come on up and give us an update on the Friends of Newport Parks and Recreation. We're already sort of starting that anyway.
But let me come up.
Yeah.
Are these on, these mics? Do we know?
Yes.
This is?
The one you're sitting at.
Okay, good. So does everybody here know who I am? Shelley, who's yawning?
I've been yawning all morning. I took it personal late night last night.
For everybody here, my name is Peggy O'Callaghan, and I used to work for the Parks and Rec for about 20 years. I was part of the opening crew for the Newport Park and Recreation new building, and then I was at the 60 Plus Center for a lot of years. And over there, I started a nonprofit that was very beneficial to the 60 plus, and then I retired, which I absolutely love, and thought to myself, well, I think the Park and Rec needs a nonprofit as well. And they actually did have one back in 2013, but they didn't quite have the management pieces together, and so it just kind of went to the wayside. So with Mike's permission and working with Mike, we picked that back up, and the IRS reinstated this as of the beginning of this year. So now we're able to write different grants for, you know, the Parks and Rec. And we took a small sort of like management survey to see what management wanted in the Parks and Rec, so we have kind of a good idea. And I heard somebody mention here today about the UV system for the pool. That's one of the things that we're working on. We've written unsuccessfully a grant or two, but that happens in grants, to get that done. So we're working on that. And then we got a grant from the Oregon Community Foundation to work in the parks with the justice system. I think they're parolees. The
Lincoln County Work Crew.
That's yeah. Great.
Yes. The Lincoln County Work Crew. So they are out there, and they're we got a $10,000 grant to partner with them and the Parks and Rec guys to go out there and work on trails, work on whatever needs to be done. So hopefully you'll see or witness, you know, some of that work. And I know it's going fast because Mike has them working all over the place. And one of the things we found in working with the community groups is that pickleball is a huge thing here, and I'm sure you've heard about it. Mm-hmm. So if I can stress to this group the importance of going forward to council to let them know about what kind of condition those tennis courts are in, because they're awful. I mean, I play pickleball, and every, like, third hit we have to call crack because it hits a crack, and then the ball spins off in a different direction. And I recently played at the Oregon State Games, well, senior Oregon State Games, with pickleball. And they had beautiful courts. I think it was at Lynn Benton Community College out of Albany. And they were just wonderful. So we're kind of looking at ways that we can potentially partner or do something to get these courts done. And it might be the pickleball players, of course, want it done tomorrow,
right, of course.
But it's a long-range thing. But so that's another goal of the Friends of the Newport Parks and Rec, Inc. And what else have we done? We're going to do, here's something for all of you. Have you ever heard of tying your rewards card at Fred Meyer's to a nonprofit? Do you have yours tied to one?
I do.
Good for you. Good for you. Do you?
No.
Oh, I'm
Peggy's going to.
I will now.
Yeah. It's a great program, actually. Yeah, I've got mine already tied.
I have one of those. Thanks.
Did you tie yours out?
Yep.
Yeah.
The real question is, did you tie it to the Friends of Newport Parks and Recreation?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Samaritan House.
No comment. All right. I've got mine tied elsewhere.
Mine was Boosters before.
I've got three others that I could tie it to also, but I picked Samaritan House.
It's a good program, though.
It is a good program. Yeah. It takes your rewards card. It doesn't take anything from you, but it tracks all your expenditures, and then the nonprofit gets every quarter. I think this last quarter, we got $40. But, you know, it all helps with, like, Shelley, if you're going to be the liaison for programs, you know, it helps to fill in those dollars that might not be there for the program. So we're looking forward to tying more and more people to it. I don't know how many people we have now, maybe 30 or something. I've been in the rec center several times sitting at the front door saying, hey, and handing these out to everybody. So we hope to get more and more. What else can I tell you about the Friends? Well, Mike mentioned that we met with the Bike and Ped Committee. I don't think it was a quorum, but we're looking at ways that we can help all the way around, because that's what our passion is parks and rec. We want to make sure that we've got great community access to all of our facilities, and we're looking forward to working with groups like you, because you can carry that message forward to the council, which is wonderful. So does anybody have any questions?
Peggy, could you, the issue that we ran into with one of the grant applications, and it was based because of the IRS and where our standing is on that document.
How boring.
It's kind of put a delay in our progress of with some grant.
Well, what happened is in 2013, when they didn't file their 990s, so we were not in good standing with the IRS. So then we had to resubmit all sorts of documentation. It was a headache. And so we got the documentation from the IRS that says, yes, you're in good standing. However, when I went to, I think it was GuideStar, which is a place where all 501s are listed that are in good standing with the IRS. So grantors sometimes look there to see that you're in good standing. Well, we weren't. It was like we weren't showing up. So there was one day I was on hold to the IRS for like 6 hours. And then I wrote to the IRS. So I've been through this whole process, and apparently one of the boxes was not checked right or something. So I imagine by the time we file our 990, which is at the end of this year, we'll be in good position. Yeah.
And that's what
it held us back.
Yeah, it just held us back. That was the thing that Peggy discovered, and she told me it held us back on probably at least one, for sure one grant that we think, or maybe two.
Yeah, I think just because the Siletz tribe and the Grand Ronde tribe, I think, have a little bit more room, but some of the bigger companies and corporations do check that GuideStar. So,
right,
yeah. That's.
Yeah. How many on your board now, and who are they at this point?
Well, you have Al.
Al, right.
And then you have Jeannie.
Oh, Jenny.
Jenny.
Yep. Sorry.
Okay. And do you have room for more? I mean, we're talking about like an offering.
Yes,
new
this
slots.
Next year, I hope to increase at least a 5 to 7.
Okay.
Because I really want to involve, you know, passionate, productive people. That's what we really need, because you know, we can't do everything. You know, we need people who have experience with grant writing. We have people who need people who are passionate with, you know, acquisition of land and.
Right.
Yeah.
Peggy, one of the things that we do every year on this committee is we take a look at the Parks Master Plan, and we go through sort of project by project and figure out where we're at with all those projects. And some of them were nowhere, and that's totally fine. Like, it's a longer term goal. And then we sort of pick some what we refer to as low-hanging fruit, like, oh, this only needs, you know, a few thousand dollars for this, or this only needs signage, or this only needs, you know, somebody to advocate, whatever. And we can get these projects done. So the question is, if we identify something that needs a small grant or even a medium-sized grant, like, can we bring that to you and say, will you write a grant? Do you identify the projects? Like, what would be the best way for us to work together?
Typically, how it works in my experience of nonprofits is, you know, we've done a needs assessment, so we've gotten that from the management of what they really need, and it's kind of a down and dirty kind of job. It's not really technical or high tech, but we know what their needs are. So that's kind of one of our driving forces. Another driving force is the community. We hear what the community needs. But yes, if this group wants to also give us that information, that just information is wonderful. Then we can just move forward with what we think that we're capable of doing. Because, you know, if there's only one grant writer and she's retired, you know, I have to watch my granddaughter on Mondays. I mean, you know, there's things that get in my way, but, you know.
Yeah.
But we do need to build a big team to be able to be successful.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is the capacity outside of the Friends group, but like within the city for grant writing? Is there somebody else? I mean, Derek writes grants from time to time, right?
This guy.
It's this guy.
Yeah.
Who has two thumbs?
So right now, for the department, grant writing is done by me and the managers. Okay. That's where it's coming from. The city has budgeted in this current fiscal year a grant writer for the city dedicated. And so that's still being developed and worked on, job description and whatnot.
Okay.
So when that's going to happen, don't know, but they'll write the grant. That'll be another avenue, but we'll probably be writing grants ourselves, or they'll be writing the grant. We'll be providing all the information for that grant.
Right.
So we'll be writing it directly or indirectly or through them.
Yeah, okay.
But typically, if a city hires a grant writer, that's what they focus on, is writing grants that are through for municipalities. So if it's for a nonprofit, it's like, well, that's outside of the city scope.
I see.
So,
yeah. Well, we wouldn't. I mean, we can work with Peggy, and you know, she's asked me to review some applications that she's already submitted. But yeah, we have to be careful. But yep.
Right. Right. Okay.
But I know there's a lot of grant writers out there. It's just being able to access them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Peggy, has the, without naming names, has the paperwork been finalized on that one person that's giving a large sum of money toward the pool project?
Yeah, no, it hasn't been finalized.
It has not. Yeah. Still working on it. Right?
Yeah. So yeah, that's another nice thing that happened to us. We have very little money.
Yeah.
And somebody who was affiliated with a pool project before stepped up and said, well, we're backing away from our nonprofit. We have this pool of money that we'd like to give you for this specific project. And that can definitely happen. We can hold on to money for specific projects, which is great.
Other questions for Peggy?
Good, because now I have to go volunteer to teach a class at the 60 plus.
Right. I do want to say Peggy's done so much behind the scenes.
Oh, I believe it.
With getting this jump started and the communication. I mean, the first, I think, three or four monthly meetings we had, I stayed on the phone for 7 hours with the IRS. I stayed on the phone for 6 hours, you know, and so she's done a lot of work, and I want to say thank you to her.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. A big thank you from all of us,
yeah.
Peggy.
We all love Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So thank you all very much
for
having
me. We love you back.
Thank you.
Thanks, Peggy.
Do you want me to turn off the mic, or is it okay?
No, I'll leave it on. Okay. It's fine.
That's great. That's really helpful to hear from Peggy. Let's move on. We have this draft parks map that we didn't get to talk about last time. So you should have it electronically as well as hard copy if you want it. I'm going to bring up, I made some comments on my electronic copy here.
And so while you're pulling that up, I'll give a quick rundown on the map.
Yes, please.
What led us to this point with this map was I was looking at that big, ginormous, old-school map that we have on the wall in the rec center of our park system. I was like, wow, it'd be great if we updated that and had this big, nice, beautiful map, nice on our wall. And then it kind of started leading me to think, I'm like, well, jumped on the website, and I'm like, our website doesn't even really have any maps except for an embedded Google map. And then a couple days or weeks later, I came across the bike map that we have, the city bike map that I put on with your packets. And I just was like, we need to have something for our parks. We need to have hard copies. This is PDF files that we can upload onto the website. You know, these are things that we can distribute amongst hotels, chamber, you know, office, doctor offices, you know, anywhere and everywhere. And then it's just kind of, so the way it folds is going to be similar to the park, the bike map. The idea behind it, again, identifying our locations, but also identifying our, you know, other neighboring parks and facilities, like the school facilities and fields, state parks, but it identifies all of our park system. And then on the back side, on the backside of the front, and I don't know how to explain that, but you have more of a central location zoomed in of Center Newport, Backside is the entire park system. Down at the bottom is all of our amenities. Kind of looked at a bunch of different ideas and how we could incorporate everything, but I have a list of our amenities, and that was our best setup there with that amenities list. We stole that from the Gorge. That idea, we'll have updated park rules that'll be inputted in on the, I believe on our backside where the central part of Newport is, down in that bottom corner. We'll have some updates that'll need to be done for the translations. We haven't had that verified yet. And there will be some updates there, some other translations that'll be added in, mainly like around the trailheads. So we're still back and forth on listing the mileage for the trails and then the difficulty level. I'm leaning towards keeping those in there. We'll have to add in the Big Creek Reservoir trails. That's not listed.
Mm-hmm.
Probably will.
Surprisingly, that's one of my comments.
Yes, I figured it would be. Right? Somebody would catch that. We're going to potentially re-update our image of the park. This was just a temporary image there.
Mm.
So yeah, that kind of gives you the rundown. And
this was put together by Rachel Cotton, who used to be in the planning department here and is now a freelancer,
that's
a contractor,
correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's who did the work. So I have a bunch of comments, but I would like to make sure that everybody gets to say their piece. I'll start by saying, Mike, you know, it might be nice to be able to have a version of this on the web that provided some additional information. Like there's, you know, I started to make notes like, well, this should say this and this should say this. It was probably too much text, but
mm-hmm.
if we could, and one way to do that that's kind of easy is to put a QR code on the map and then people can use their phones and it'll lead them right to the website, to the web version of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can tell you more. I don't need to like take up all our time at the meeting today, but I can tell you more about the kinds of additional information that I was thinking of, like maybe more descriptions of each park, each trail.
I was going to say, if it were on the computer or on your phone, maybe even clicking to like Newport High School and like a pop-up type thing. I don't know how difficult that is. But
like a hyperlink it to the school district website, you mean?
Yeah, or even just like, you know, let's say I clicked it on my phone and then it just popped up more information so that you're not crowding
right.
the map, but that information is there electronically.
Yep.
In it. But yeah, and then hyperlinks and stuff like that. But
yeah, I think that would be great. And I was thinking also, like, I know you're going to add the Big Creek Park, Big Creek Trails on this, but if you clicked on that, for example, on your phone or online, it could bring up the actual map. I mean, the scale of this doesn't allow you to actually show the trails, maybe, mm-hmm. But you could show the trail map on people's phones, something like that. So that was my first sort of, like, big picture.
You could also, a QR.
Mike, is the only thing listed on this entire document that's federally run the lighthouse?
I think so, Al.
Everything else is state, the few there are.
I think it's the only one, yeah. It's
yeah,
BLM,
that's the only
right?
one that's a federal land.
Okay.
And it might be good to differentiate those. Like there is the sort of color coding, but it's not explained
that's
anywhere.
Is. Everything that's
is that
state
what the color
is marked
coding is?
State.
Is that parts?
That one marked. Reason I know is because my golden old age pass works great.
Yeah.
Lighthouse.
Shelly, did you have, you had started to make a
yeah,
comment.
I think that like this section, like I think it kind of is an extension of the QR code idea. So like how this is broken out by the different amenities by park, if you had a QR code that you could pull up each park and it could show you kind of a snapshot of what's available.
What's there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a QR code to this amenities chart is what you're
well,
saying?
Well, no, the QR maybe code would go to the map, but mm-hmm. but the version online
okay.
could include, like, with each park name,
yeah.
it would
Big
have
Creek
the list
park
of amenities.
Offers these things that's kind of a snapshot by park of, what's here, I don't know how
I got
detailed
what you're
you
saying.
Want to get, but
yeah.
like
okay.
if you had it accessible to like a tourist, they would probably really, you know, I know what's available at all these places, but somebody who's traveling, and then if it's marketed, I don't know if we market our things through the chamber or not, but that could be a, or through hotels or what have you. A lot of people come working the marathon this year. That was, you know, one of the things. I drove the shuttle bus, and it was a, that was that informational piece, like through lodging or, you know, communicate, you know, get it in the goodie bag that goes to the marathon runners.
They've would be great.
They've already started the process of collecting. We've started collecting those items, and they all get, you know, there's like 1,000 of them. Anyway, it just is a user-friendly way to market what we have. And anyway, down a rabbit hole probably, but.
Having a new puppy, I've learned where all the dog parks are in town.
60th.
Yeah, the one on 60th is a good one. There's, there's actually one out by the liquid nitrogen plant, or whatever it is. 60th
is really good because they just separated it.
Well, you could at least include the city-owned ones, Mike.
Yeah.
Dog parks. What do you think about that?
Private ones?
No, but the LNG tank is not city-owned. Like the, and it's also not officially a dog, it's kind of de facto become a dog park, but it's not designated on any map as a dog park.
That's true.
And that is, the land that you walk the dogs on is owned by the port. So it's not a city facility. That's actually mind including it. I mean, you know, and you don't even have, since it's not officially a dog park, you don't have to call it a dog park on the map, but because people could walk there.
Maybe they don't want to.
Could say it was dog friendly.
Dog friendly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
I do get hesitant putting somebody else's piece of property. You know, state parks, public land, one thing.
Right, but the port, and it's informal, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think port and Northwest Natural's property is blended with the users, and I would have to check with the property owner. But I get hesitant putting something on there that maybe at some point in time they say, no, I don't want that advertised.
That
and
makes
then
sense.
I've got, you know, a plethora of maps that are now outdated.
As a frequent user of that property, I don't want it to go away. So let's not tick them off anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's a good point. But we do have two city-owned dog parks that are not on here. Oh, no, it is Agate Beach Neighborhood and Dog Park, the very first one. But Wilder Twin Park does not list.
Yeah, we need to get the Wilder Dog Park on.
The dog park should be there, yeah.
Does the city do that? Or is it Wilder or the city that does the disc golf park?
Good point. Who takes ownership of that? Mike's like, I don't know. Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't had to deal with disc golf.
All right.
The guys that do it kind of.
It's done. It's ran and managed by the disc golf club.
Right.
On Wilder property.
Oh, got it.
We advertise it on our website, but we have done very little up there that I know of.
Okay.
But it, that would be worth putting on there, I think, still, though.
One of the tricky parts about this map is that you have rightfully so, have rightfully so included some partner organizations, like there are some state parks that are on here, and the lighthouse is on here, but where do you draw the line, right? Because, for example, like South Beach State Park, which I think is on here, I mean, that has disc golf also.
That's right.
But how much energy and space on a map do you spend advertising amenities that are technically somebody else's? Like, I get that that's a decision point that needs to be made, but it's something to consider. Mike, I'm going to send you my marked up version of this so I don't spend all day.
Yeah, I was going to, I'm glad you said that. I was going to say for all of you, if you know, sitting at home, you know, quiet day in the office, scribble down some notes and kick me an email.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to pull all the comments together, see what's manageable and doable. And then I'll sit down with Rachel and we'll get another draft together.
Well, you know, while we're here and talking about it together, I did want to ask Shelley about like inclusion of school facilities, I think is great, but I just want to make sure that's okay with the school district.
Right? I wondered about
or
that.
Or should there be a note that says, you know, maybe there is, hours that says you can't use them during school hours, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I can ask that question. I'm not the one to be able to answer that for you.
Okay.
I noticed that there were, I checked, I see they're all on there, and it looks like the amenities are correct. I assumed that the permission piece already took place. I would guess that I would guess that, I mean, they're publicly owned facilities that are taxpayer funded. I would guess that there's not a problem with that.
I'll double check. We didn't ask. We just...
They aren't available during school hours. They're all locked and signed that way also at each field each day. Custodians open them after their...
It might be worth putting a note on there.
Yeah.
You know, not available during school hours or something like that.
Might check with Rich Baloney. Probably be a good place to start.
Yeah.
So for Newport High School, Mike, down to school... Oh, I know what I was going to say. So Newport High School, you list the basketball and tennis courts, and those are at West Campus. So just because this is really aimed at visitors, and visitors won't necessarily know that there's an East Campus and a West Campus, so I might split them out on here.
And they are part of our school district property.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which kids don't realize when they go down there to do naughty things.
And do naughty things.
We do hold them accountable.
Uh-huh. No doing that.
I am? Yeah, so then we had one jump out in the street and do naughty things.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, because I noticed those amenities are listed on the on the chart.
Like even if it said basketball court, like colon West Campus or something like that. Because our campuses are now both listed, East and West. So right big in front of both campus buildings.
And then, Mike, on the map, on the central Newport map, you've got on the list, the numbered list on the left, you've got City Hall and the library listed there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, apart from Literacy Park, which is listed separately, those are not really parks or trail heads, right? So my suggestion would be you could save space on that list on the left by simply labeling on the map where those things are instead of having them be numbered items to go look for.
You're talking about on this map, this part of the map?
Yes. So you've got, it says Central Newport, and it has the 1 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then the map with the numbers on it. I don't know that there's any sense in putting the library and City Hall on that list. Like City Hall's number 2 and the library's number 9. I would just put the, if you want them to be on the map as like wayfinding, so people say, oh, I know where I am because here's City Hall. Just put the name on the map, like the way Nye Beach is labeled on the map. Just put the name on the map rather than having be numbered. And my justification for that is that those are not parks or trailheads.
Okay.
So that's another thought I had. Under the park rules, I'd add no smoking.
Our rule is no controlled substance at all in any of our campuses, so it would include alcohol.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can we put no camping on city property on there somewhere?
Not until we have a homeless shelter.
We don't have, not until we have a camping ordinance and a legal camping ordinance. A warming shelter and all that.
I would add mountain biking to the amenity list.
We could also add bicycle parking at Newport High, Newport Middle, and Sam Case. Bicycle parking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They have bike racks there. I don't know about Uquinaview. Probably not because their little people are too young to ride their bikes to school. So I don't think they have that there.
Okay.
Uquinaview Elementary also has a multi-purpose field. If that, by definition, I don't know if that's like just turf related, but they have two turfed softball fields there.
Cool.
I know you have ball field there. I don't know if that type of field falls under it.
A really nice field they just put down at Sam K's.
Wow. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Getting some use too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the color coding is not explained anywhere, Mike, so I think that would be helpful. Like the Central Newport map, for example, there's things that are in red and in gold and in blue. Mm-hmm. And it would be good to explain those.
It's the
and
fun
I know
of the
what
map.
They are.
You're like taking all the fun away. The
I know,
guessing
right?
Games you got
to
create.
Yeah. You have to guess. And then I didn't go through, I should have, but I didn't go through point by point on the chart to see if I sort of, if I thought anything was missing, but I don't know, I assume that you guys know.
I went through it, and I had a couple other staff members go through it, but we can double check again.
Okay. I'm excited to have this map, though. I think it's really, it does fill a need.
It would be really cool to have a copy of it for those, for the marathon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, they'll start, I mean, that's the first weekend in June, so they'll start putting those goodie bags together a week before. So having that to them, you know, maybe a month out before that would be awesome.
Hope I have this done.
Yeah. No pressure.
I hope this will be done by
but
then.
It would be really, it'd be cool.
I hope. But
they'd love to be able to put it in there.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'd love to put any informational stuff for any events,
yeah.
You know, for all of
yeah,
our
that's a big
events
one.
Around town.
That's a big one.
Yeah. And so the idea behind this is I'll be exploring this with Destination Newport and figuring out what we can do about print and getting these out, so.
And if you want to like get it out quickly and think more about the online component of this, if there's going to be one, you could just like put the QR code on the front, and for now just have it lead to the same map. If that's like kind of overwhelming, like oh my god, we want to add all these links and this information, that can be done later.
Oh yeah,
just like link to it as is for now.
Yeah,
and then
okay,
you know, I'd be happy to help too. Just kick in ideas about what additional information and links should be there. Like I'd like, if the Big Creek is going to be on there, I'd like it to link to the Newts and to the, as I said, the trail map itself.
Mm-hmm.
But be a nice little plug for the Newts group. Oh, I know. The other thing was community gardens. That's not really so much an amenity that like a visitor would be looking for. So I don't know if you really need to add that, but that's a thought too.
Might
think about that.
Okay.
I'm confused here. Down on amenities, you've got number 17, the Quinebay State Recreation Site,
mm-hmm.
and 17 is the federal. Is there a state built into the federal up there?
No, that's actually one thing I noticed.
You'd have to put your Quinebay Federal.
So the map above, I have a note on here. The amenities numbers, there's 18, while the map above it, there's only 17.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and those
to
numbers,
line those up.
So those numbers get skewed at some point. They match up until...
Gotcha.
Until they don't.
Yeah,
until they don't. Where it is, I just noticed it. So that's something that'll need to be
that's
fixed.
That's a thing to fix, right?
Gotcha.
Good catch, Al.
Can you hand me that? I'm going to give that to Charles over there. He doesn't have what we're
oh,
talking
yeah,
about.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
Charles, you want to come get this?
So these are just draft maps, obviously. Well, Charles, you're going to be on the committee soon, so.
Yeah. I am trying to be mindful of the time, and I really want to give Mike a chance to make a director's report this month because we've, like, shut them down like the last two maybe months in a row. So if anybody has additional comments, please feel free to send them to Mike. Do you you want them this week, I think, is what we talked about.
No, I mean, in the next 2 weeks.
Two weeks, okay.
By the end of next week is fine. I'm actually going to be out of town for a week.
Okay.
So, yeah, 2 weeks would be great. I know Rachel, because we haven't met the quorum or we've lost quorum and we haven't had a meeting, Rachel is like, any comments? I'm like, not yet.
Yeah,
so she's ready to finish this up. I'm ready to get there too, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks is fine.
I'll send you my electronic copy today, but anyone else next 2 weeks? This is a very cool product. Thank you.
And I appreciate you guys giving me input on this.
The next thing is the bike map should have the Big Creek trails on it too, but that's a whole other project. Okay, so we already talked about liaisons and the new committee meeting times. So we're going to ask Mike to give us a director's report now.
Okay, I'll keep it short and simple and sweet. From my side, I was able to get an admin report in there. Park maintenance and I, we met Western States out at Betty Wheeler in the month of August. At night, and we stayed out there till about 10:30, and we played with the lights, the new lights that got installed, and it looks beautiful out there.
Oh, they're in. The lights are installed.
Yep, yes. The new LED lights are installed. There's still a few tweaks that we'll need to come back and do and simplify our breaker box and take all the remote starts for phasing in of the poles, because the previous lights just generated a god-awful amount of power. So there's some tweaks that we need to do because we're now generating about a third of the power that was used. So it's just like flipping a light switch on and off. And that's what we need to update is getting that. So
have you gone to Liam's special house in Longview Hills to see if the people are complaining about
it? Oh, no. No. Yeah. I'm sure. It was interesting being from my house at 9 o'clock at night, and I'm looking out the back window, and I'm like, why is there a glow coming from? Oh, the lights are up and running. So,
great.
You know, sports is already utilizing the field, so it's nice. Park maintenance, myself, Public Works, in the safety office, we met. We're working on a competent training program. That way our Public Works and our park maintenance staff are being trained in the equipment that they're using, whether it's a hand tool or, you know, an excavator. But it's also going to generate some cross-training for our two crews, because right now there's a lot of asking of Public Works to come do something with their tools, and Public Works asks us to come do stuff at their job site for their tools. And so we're going to eliminate that, or try to eliminate a lot of that asking. So that'll help with production and operations and kind of streamline things. Ground FX, been working with them, park maintenance, myself, for the Frank Way Park large baseball field project. If you guys hadn't been out there or seen it previous to the start, it was just this huge safety issue, wavy outfields, that just these rolling hills. I think there was like a 4-foot difference drop in one of the, took a line, a level, and you went from the infield to the outfield fence, there was, a 3 or 4 foot drop at one point. So that's going well. Irrigation systems, we're almost done tinkering with the irrigation system out there and getting that fully operational. They've transported sand from the port, then hydro seeding, grading, and hydro seeding. And the only thing that's left is getting the new fence up and finalizing or finishing the warning track. So that's been a project that's been needed for a long time. The rec center and myself met with Olala Center, and with discussions of potentially partnering with childcare. Lawless is trying to come in to Newport. They're looking to create a footprint because they have a lot of people that come from the Newport area and Toledo Walport. And so they're trying to create two footprints for childcare that's affordable childcare and good for the community. So we're talking there. And then I met with Laura Kimberly, Jason Holland from the PACVAC, and then Sonia Graham. The four of us have been meeting. We've had two meetings now of a collaboration. We call it the CCC. It's collaborate, coordinate, city collaborate, coordinate meetings. We know that we all overlap in some form, some way with programming, who we serve and our patrons. And so we're kind of just brainstorming how can we benefit and work together operationally, you know, whether it's for marketing and whatnot or for programming. And so there's some good things we've got coming down the line that are going to be great for the community. 60 Plus Center, Sonia's been doing a great job there. They're still building back. And as you can see in her monthly reports, if you guys kind of start tracking with each monthly report, her volunteer numbers are coming back. Her participation's coming back. Her programs are slowly coming back. And so it's taken a while. You got to think they opened up their facility, I think, close to a year after we opened the rec center pool. So they're a little bit behind. But she's been doing a great job. She's been having some monthly meetings with her staff and the volunteers and doing customer service training and some office work training there. So that's been great because she's got a lot of new employees and new volunteers. Our emergency preparedness coordinator, Dell Lockwood, has been doing some programming over there and what to do, extreme heat safety, different types of, you know, incident response safety stuff. Then she's successfully had two great events or trips. She went to the Scandinavian Festival in Junction City, and then John Baker led a trip to Camp Adair in the Willamette Valley, and just kind of talking about historical points there. So things are going well. The pool over at the Aquatic Center, Keeley, is significantly short-staffed over there. She makes, in one of her staffing updates, she talks about how she is down 3 part-time lifeguards, 1 part-time instructor, and then 1 full-time assistant aquatic supervisor. And the assistant aquatic supervisor is Keeley's old job. And so we are about to go into our 6th round of interviews, applicants and interviews for that position. Whoa. We just can't get anybody. There is a fatigue factor that's happening on the pool side, staffing issues, and it's just, she's been doing a phenomenal job trying to keep things going at where they've been and keep growth. But I think we're kind of hitting a ceiling over there. So the month of September, they've had no swim lessons due to the staff shortage. Still putting on some special events, but special events and programming is probably going to start peeling back some more on the pool side just because spread really thin there. Pool's going, but we're doing the best we can. We do have October swim lessons coming up because we know the importance of that, but maybe some of our special events might get pulled back and we just say, hey, the rec swim hours, kids just show up and swim, but no themes or anything. So, but she has been doing really well in the month of August. She had great participation, swim lessons, water exercises, and the special events. The rec center, the staff there, they participated in National Night Out, and that was a police department program where we work with them. Staff's been working with our park maintenance, Anita Albright, who's our landscape specialist, been working with Jenny, who is our recreation program coordinator, and they've been working on the BioBlitz that happened in the month of September. Another thing that Jenny's been working on is the Autumn Art Festival or art show that's in, I believe, November. And I don't know what's happening, but we have already sold out all of our vendor booths for that. We have we've taken up both gyms, which we've never been able to do. We're just record sold out, and now we're really turned into and marketing and really pushing the event and trying to advertise for those vendors, but also just create some sort of excitement within the community for the event, working with the paper on that to get more word out there. Judy makes a comment about us meeting with Olala Center. And then Jenny also, our recreation coordinator, she and I helped out with the mayor's conference that happened in the month of August. She put together some forest walks and a whale watching excursion, and then Jenny and I put together some hiking maps that we plan to upload eventually onto the parks page also. Sports, Zach's doing really well. He's jumping in both feet. He's meeting people. He's talking to people. He's engaging with the community, which is great. Softball, we got that finally up and running. He ran both leagues, men and co-ed, which I was shocked he did. And so he's been able to do that. We got 300-plus people participating in both leagues. Cross country, was able to solidify a coach. So we have a coach there and that season's up and running. And then Zach's really been, focusing on our website. The previous guy who did it for like 9 years must've done a really bad job of building that website up. So Zach's really doing a better job of streamlining things and creating easier connections from the website to a program. So if someone's wanting to register at youth volleyball, they're looking at our youth volleyball block or page. I didn't put in direct links to the registration. Zach's making that connection. I just said, go to our activity guide, and then everybody kind of gets lost on the activity guide. Mm-hmm. So Zach's done a great job. He's really cleaning things up a lot. He's out there looking at grants, too. Zach's taken over also the management of the Sam Case Elementary field. Obviously, we financed that with the school district. School district built it. Now we have the responsibility of scheduling it for the next 10 years outside of school hours. And so Zach's got that piece coordinating with park maintenance for anything that's operational cleanup that's needed out there. And then working with me if there's any communication to the school district. And then on the park maintenance side, Scott mentions Betty Wheeler. Scott worked with PUD to get the nets and the backstop failure that we had there in the spring. And we couldn't just replace the backstop because of so many logistical error issues. And so we put up telephone poles, we're partnered with PUD, put up some 40-foot poles, strung cable, netting across it, drooped it back over the fence. That way, safety-wise, fans and everybody are safe watching the game, and we have a high enough backstop to stop baseball. So Scott and the crew did a great job working with PUD there. Wilder Dog Park, we had some issues that we had to clean up with that slanted driveway approach area that leads into the dog park there. So we had to clean that up, and we put some posts and chains and some bollards out there, cement bollard blocks. So did a great job there. And then some parks and the crews have been working on all the irrigation issues that are out there at Frank Wade, and doing the upgrades there to help out with that hydro seeding and get the grass to germinate and grow there. And then Anita, she's been leading her volunteer work days with her little group of volunteers over at City Hall in the Surf Rider Rain Garden. And then she's been moving around dealing with some of the, you know, the drought issues that we've been experiencing and watering some plants that have been planted and trees that we've put in at different locations. And then she's, again, like I said, she's been working with Jenny on the BioBlitz. And then we're working on, her and Jenny are also working on updating the Newport Tree Manual, which is part of our Tree City program. And we should have, that'll be another draft that'll come in front of the committee here soon. So that's my long summary. Apologize.
That wasn't too long. That was good. Questions for Mike?
Yeah, I've got some.
Okay.
And I get these from different friends and groups I'm in that keep asking me this every month. So, and I've asked these before. Is your pool shortage manpower because of lack of certification for people you're trying to hire, or is it simply there's just no people that want to work?
It's bodies. It's bodies. We certify our staff. So they don't have to be certified when they apply. We have that window where we can train them. We just can't get the bodies. And if we do get bodies, there is a tendency we get more high school age students, which then that limits the middle of the day and who's going to work then. And so it's a chess match, and we're not doing so well right now.
And as far as the ongoing, we're in the new budget year, what's the latest on opening on Monday or Sunday?
That comes down to budget, or comes down to bodies again.
Bodies.
Mm-hmm. I mean, perfect example of rec center. We got to have a building attendant. We got to have a front desk staff. And we're losing one building attendant, I think. And that's going to put us at two. We need four to open up and fully operational. And we have the money. It's sitting there. It's budgeted. It's just we don't have the bodies. And when we take one step forward, we immediately take one step back again, it seems like.
And latest on the pool cracks and the slope.
Pool cracks and slopes, met with Public Works or met with engineering and a vendor or a contractor that is going to be coming in, and they're going to be monitoring. As of right now, we haven't had any changes within the cracks, and we believe it hasn't settled anymore. And so engineering is going to be working with a contractor, basically measuring and checking the levels of the pool deck to make sure there isn't any more settling. And we're going to monitor that for a short period of time and then start moving forward with some of these fixes. Because we the fear is we make the fix now or in the next, you know, 3 months, and then there's more settling, and then the fix doesn't get... There was
you
no
never
need.
Have the slope problem with water overflowing unless it's a number of people in the pool, right?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, and that only happens or has only happened during swim meets.
Right.
Any other questions?
You good there? You yep. got it all? All right. Question. Al, I appreciate that you bring these questions because that's something that we should all be doing is like listening to the community and bringing questions. Mm-hmm. So any others? I'm good. Everyone else is good. Thank you, Mike, for your report.
Thank you, guys.
Good work, as usual. I think that we've covered our other agenda items already. We sort of squeezed those in before Nyla's interview. So let's see. Public comment. Have any comment, Charlie? Well, he's just here to listen for now. Glad you're here. Committee comments. Does anybody have anything in addition they'd like to raise? Okay, so
public, please. And listening to your discussion about the map and the library being on the map.
Yeah.
The only thing I thought about was that that's a restroom facility, and if you're talking about trails and parks and people walking, maybe that's something you want to know about.
Possibly, except that there are lots of others and they're not on the map either. So that would open up a whole other category. So,
And then the idea for lifeguards, I just wondered if that's something that you've tried to recruit at the community college also.
I'll have to check into that. I'll make a note.
Yeah, maybe that.
That's a bunch of people looking for part-time, sort of like high school students, only maybe more stable.
Maybe it could get tied in with an internship that they need, because I know that there was a couple, like, when I was at school, there would be, like, a senior project for my degree, and then, you know, you intern and stuff.
Right.
I don't know if they have that at the community college level, but could be.
The Youth Development Coalition has that. They're doing internships, so you should probably reach out. And they're 16 to 22, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or do we undergrad it thinking about going into phys ed? You know, maybe they're interested. I don't know. Just a suggestion.
Yeah, worth looking into.
Thanks. Ava, I might reach out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, get some info on it.
Anything else, folks? Good. Well, we've talked about our next meeting date and our next agenda, so I think that if there's nothing else, I'm going to call us adjourned at 10:33. Right. Thank you all for coming.
Guys. If
y'all could turn your microphones off.
Thank you.